We're doing the Ramban, Torat Hashem Tmima. We're up to page Ayin Dalet in the Chazon Yoel edition, and page Samach Aleph in the Beit HaYayin edition. The Ramban had been developing the following idea. The Ramban had said that all of nature is a series of miracles, that there's nothing that has to happen. And the Ramban had said that this is a very basic concept in Judaism, because if the Torah speaks about reward and punishment in this world, that a person is going to die young. But what's going to happen that he's going to die young? So obviously it means Hashem's involved in a person's longevity or life thereof. It means that everything that's happening, whether our heart beats or whether arteries get clogged, it's all Hashem's doing. Meaning there's active involvement in the things that we're accustomed to, the things that we call nature. And so the Ramban said, if you look closely, you'll see, what are you davening for if you don't believe that Hashem is actively involved in nature? Why do you daven? Why do you pray? Obviously you believe that Hashem can affect whether you'll get a good job or you won't get a good job. You'll be healthy or you won't be healthy. You're praying because the basic belief is that Hashem is involved in what we call nature. There is no such overriding rule that's called nature. Mother Nature defines. No, Hashem's controlling it all. So that's the thought the Ramban had developed. And then he turned against the Rambam. And he said, it's very strange. The Rambam seems to make this force called nature to be an ever-present force in the world, to the point where the Rambam said, when the verse tells you that the lion is going to become like cattle, the lion is going to become a vegetarian, so do you really think that the lion is going to do tshuva, the Rambam said? Do you really think that now the lion will say, Hallelujah, I know God, that's it. No more eating other animals. The Rambam wrote this in a funny way, but that's what the Rambam writes in his letter. He says, I understand the rest of the world will see God, but do you really think that's going to affect the lion to become an herbivore? So the Ramban says, I don't get you. There is a verse, there's a verse in the Torah that says Hashem will have wild animals cease to harm in the land. There will be no harm coming from wild animals. And in the Medrash you have a machlokes. Rabbi Yehuda says there won't be any more wild animals in the world. Rabbi Shimon says Hashem will change their nature and they will stop harming people. And Rabbi Shimon said, when is it a greater glory for God? The greater glory is when you have these lions roaming the streets, but they don't harm anyone. That's the prophecy. The verse says you'll have a baby playing over the hole of a venomous snake, and that's what's going to be. Baby is going to stick his eye into his finger into the eye of a snake, and this poisonous snake won't hurt him. So that's the Braisa, that's the Medrash. So with all due respect to the Maimonides, why would we uproot the Medrash, says the Ramban? Maimonides seems to say there's Mother Nature and it's not changing. What do you think, the lion's going to stop being a carnivore? No way. The Ramban says, why not? Nature doesn't govern the world. God governs the world. God governs nature. And so if God chooses, nature is going to change. Uven shenomak Rabbi Yehuda, uven shenomak Rabbi Shimon. We're at the top of the page. Pasuk v'ayeka bakar yochal teven kipshuto. It doesn't matter if you go like Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, where Rabbi Yehuda says ultimately there will be no harmful animals in the world, or you go like Rabbi Shimon that says there will be no harm coming from harmful animals in the world. However you go, the verse that says that a lion will start eating hay like the cattle is to be understood literally, says Nachmanides. כי בתורה לפי שישראל הם שעובדים את בורם ולא שאר האומות כתיב וישבתי חיה רעה מן הארץ. Because the difference is as follows. The Torah is talking about a situation where only we, only the Jewish people, will be faithful to Hashem And then Hashem says, okay, if you live up to your responsibility, then v'ishbati chaya ra'a min ha'aretz, I will cause the evil animals to cease being in the land, meaning the land of Israel. ולדעת רבי שמעון משביתן שלא יזיקו בכל ארץ ישראל כמו בירושלים. Rabbi Shimon says all it means is that the wild animals, these evil animals, the harmful animals, will cease to do harm in the land of Israel. Just as we have the Mishnah about Yerushalayim, the Mishnah says, Shamru v'lozik nachash v'akav b'Yerushalayim. The Mishnah says one of the miracles in Jerusalem was that you never had a snake or a scorpion harm anyone in Jerusalem. So you see that the nature of these animals changed in Jerusalem. V'limot ha-Mashiach shekatuv. So then when you have the Navi in Tzfanya telling us that in the days of the Messiah, then I will talk to the nations clearly, they will all unify to call on the name of Hashem. So when that time comes that the whole world turns to the service of Hashem, then that's when Hashem will cause them to cease harming throughout the world. That's, so he says, there are different levels. The whole machlokas, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, is with regards to Hashem's promise to us. Hashem says, you stick to the Torah, I will prevent the harm of the wild animals. Fine. But when the whole world turns to the service of Hashem, then everyone agrees that the whole world's going to change, and the carnivores are going to become herbivores. The animals are going to stop harming people. ולכך אמרו בברית הזו, וכן הוא אומר מזמור של יום השבת, וכן הוא אומר וגר זה ערב עם כבש, מלמד שתינוק ישראל עתיד להיות מושיט אצבעו. That's why the Brisa says, the verse in Psalms discusses the song of Shabbos. It's a reference to the time, the great sabbatical. There's going to be a time when the whole world will be put to rest, so to speak. The animals won't harm at all. And that's the time when a baby will be able to stick his finger into the eye of a snake. Our sages here are saying, you see, when the Messiah comes, the whole world's going to be better. So when Hashem says, if you only live up to your responsibility in Israel, then in Israel it will be better, it's coming to equate these two times. The future time when the whole world will be better, and our capacity to make things better now here in Israel. They're corresponding prophecies. Only one refers to Israel and one refers to the world. And so it would seem, because why were animals carnivores? Why did animals start devouring one another and human beings? It all began with the sin of Adam. כי כתוב, ואיבה השית בינך ובין האישה, הוא ישפך הראש ואתה תשופנו עקב. The Ramban is telling us a phenomenal chiddush. The Torah says, ואיבה השית, I will place enmity. There will be great hatred between you and the woman. Hashem is talking to the snake, and Hashem says, from now on there's going to be hatred between you two. Says the Ramban, together with that curse, not only the snake had a change in its nature, but all wild animals became wild. Until that point, no animal wanted to harm a human being. So when the snake sinned, he brought down not only himself, but the whole animal kingdom with him. And that's where the hatred came from. That's what the Pasuk describes. He will bash you over the head, and you're going to try to bite him in the heel. Why are you trying to bite him in the heel? That's that hatred. That's that relationship that we have with the wild animals. You see, even the snake wouldn't bite a person in the heel if not for that enmity. And this, says the Ramban, is where things started with other animals too. It could be, says the Ramban, that they wouldn't even devour one another before that sin. And you see that when Adam sinned, so the rest of the planet also got affected. You see that the earth was also cursed. God says, because of you, even the earth is cursed. Now the earth is cursed. Even the earth is going to give forth its fruits in a more cumbersome, more difficult way. What did the earth do? Adam sinned, but the whole planet descended. And when the time of the Mashiach comes, so the curse is going to end, and just as it's going to end in other areas, it's also going to end with regard to animals that come to harm us. And the Ramban says, we'll expand on this Bezrat Hashem in the future, but that's the idea, that when the Mashiach comes, so not only the human being is going to be elevated, but all of the planet is going to be elevated to the point where it was before Chet Adam HaRishon. And the Ramban just said a huge Chiddush, that it was Chet Adam HaRishon, it was that sin that caused the animals to become carnivores, that caused them to harm one another and to harm human beings. And Bezrat Hashem will be fixed, yeah.